time to announce the nominees for Artist of the Year.
Joey Ryan and Kenneth Pattingale, the duo known as the Milk Carton Kids, kept a large audience at the Ford Theater at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, entertained and informed on Tuesday afternoon as the Americana Music Association announced its nominees for the 16th Annual Honors and Awards.
Green Hill, Alabama, Jason Isbell.
Jason Isbell, who was on hand to sing alone and with his former Drive-By Truckers bandmates Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, was one of the Artist of the Year nominees. He won the prize in 2014. Also announced in that category, iconic veteran John Prine, Massachusetts songwriter Lori McKenna, East Nashville neo-traditionalist Margot Price, and Kentucky-born iconoclast Sturgill Simpson. Simpson led all nominees with three nods, including a potential Song of the Year for All Around You and his album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth. The springtime nomination event came back to Nashville after last year's Washington, D.C. ceremony. Besides the acoustic reunion of Isbell and the Drive-By Truckers, performances came from songwriter Caitlin Canty and the Jerry Douglas Band. The Milk Carton Kids also performed a song of their own on their way to naming nominees in three other categories: instrumentalist, group and duo, and emerging artist of the year. Joey Ryan says he looks forward to the awards at the Ryman Auditorium, which takes place this year on September 13th, as a kind of homecoming.
The sense of community that genuinely exists amongst a lot of these artists that you see is given a home, a physical home, because so many of our friends we don't see throughout the year because, you know, everybody's out on tour in different places, and maybe you cross paths at a festival here or there, but feels like a big homecoming. It's a warm feeling.
The convention is 4 months away, but Americana Music Association Executive Director Jed Hilly said he pushed the nominations earlier in the year to help potential winners plan ahead. For the association, the next 4 months will be a push.
Well, it's kind of insane. I mean, in 2007, we had 56 artists performing at the festival. We had about 9 venues total. We now have 37 venues, over 250 artists performing during the week at the festival. We have a television program. We have a big show in the Ascend Amphitheater. It's a sprint from now until September.
With their nominations as a potential Group of the Year and Album of the Year, Hood and Cooley represented the acclaimed Drive-By Truckers, whose album American Band has touched the cultural moment with a degree of political and social protest that some see as prescient. Here's Mike Cooley.
We wrote the record before all this nonsense happened and recorded it and everything, you know. Nobody had voted in anything yet, you know. Nominees weren't chosen. Everybody still thought, oh, no, that's not going to happen. We were asking, you know, what the hell is wrong with you people? Not having any idea just how bad things were.
Asked what most concerned him as a songwriter, Hood said,
fear of the other and how that's used to rally a base, how that's used to rally a vote and to raise money, for that matter. You know, whether it's the NRA or the Republican Party or Trump or whatever, this, you know, they're coming to get you. It's such a huge part of our collective psyche and our culture. And I was really thinking that we were like moving steadily away from that, and this was like the last dying stand of that type of thought being so prevalent. And then, of course, it's turned out that it actually was worse than I thought.
A complete list of nominees is posted at WMOT.org. For WMOT News, I'm Craig Havikhurst.
Guys!